Decriminalization of some hard drugs in British Columbia could help reduce stigma around psychedelic substances that have medicinal value, but have been caught up in the war on drugs, experts say. The war on drugs is one of the main drivers of the overdose epidemic, and it also may be one of the reasons why we're not using the best treatment for mental health, psychedelics, said Zach Walsh, a professor of psychology at the University of British Columbia and a scientist with the BC Centre on Substance Use. In the 70s, international prohibitions against any number of drugs, including psychedelics, but also harder drugs, began. Since then, they've all been grouped together. But Walsh said psychedelics, opioids, and stimulants should be treated differently. So when the war on drugs falls apart, you see decriminalization, you see more acceptance of psychedelics. They could have benefits for mental health. They're both symptoms of a larger shift in public attitudes. For about 3 years starting in January 2023, adults in BC who have 2.5 grams or less of illicit drugs for personal use, including heroin, cocaine, and methamphetamine, will not be arrested, charged, or have their drugs seized. Instead, police will offer information on available health and social supports and will help with referrals when requested, the province said in a May news release. Sheila Malcolmson, BC's Minister of Mental Health and Addictions, has said the move would break down the stigma that stops people from accessing life-saving support and services. As attitudes around hard drugs have shifted, experts have noted a resurged interest in psychedelics. The green light has been given to test psychedelics and their derivatives in hundreds of people around the world in clinical trials. Damien Kettlewell is the CEO of Clairvoyant Therapeutics, a BC-based company conducting clinical trials on dozens of people to see how psilocybin, an active ingredient in magic mushrooms, can help treat alcohol use disorder. Kettlewell said decriminalization of certain illicit substances can help reduce stigma against therapy that involves ingesting consciousness-altering substances, including psilocybin, ketamine, LSD or MDMA, the active ingredient in ecstasy, in a clinical setting as part of more traditional psychotherapy. I would encourage skeptics to look at the history of the war on drugs. LSD was used quite effectively by psychotherapists in California in the 50s for alcoholism. The founder of Alcoholics Anonymous attributed Alcoholics Anonymous to an LSD trip that he had experienced in the 30s. There was a lot of research done in the 50s and 60s in regards to psilocybin, and all this research was just stopped, said Kettlewell. Then there was a generation of misinformation put out to demonize these substances when they've been used by certain indigenous communities for thousands of years for positive outcomes. Alexander Somjan, the CEO of Origin Therapeutics, agrees. Decriminalization increases awareness around addiction and mental health issues, and, therefore, increases the need to find alternative forms of treatment to address the problem, said Somjan, who invests in psychedelic companies. A lot of issues with addiction, trauma, depression, anxiety stem from these deeply entrenched thought patterns and neural pathways. Psilocybin has the potential to help people see the world differently and form a new, more positive narrative in their brain as sort of a control-delete function for the brain. Walsh said the reduced stigma around drugs is a positive step. Like any war, it takes a long time to dismantle it, and we're seeing it piece by piece. This report by the Canadian Press was first published Saturday, August 20, 2022. This story was produced with the financial assistance of the Meta and Canadian Press News Fellowship. Fakia Baig, The Canadian Press.